الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. Last Friday, I was explaining the khutbah itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to start his khutbah by saying, in general, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. All praise is for Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and we ask Him for forgiveness. وَنُؤْمِنُ بِهِ and we believe in Him. وَنَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَيْهِ and we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal on Him. We have already talked about this. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. Our actions sometimes can be very evil. Min shururi anfusina, from our evil, and from our evil actions. Min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Whomever Allah guides, nobody can mislead him. And whomever Allah misleads, nobody can guide him. Hidayat and idlal. Hidayat, to guide somebody. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us towards the path that is straight. When we leave home, we make dua. And in that dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azilla aw zalla. أو أضل أو ضل. أي الله, I seek refuge in you that I slip or I am made to slip. You know, I get harmed or somebody causes me harm. I do something wrong or somebody causes me to do something wrong. أو أضل أو ضل. I seek refuge in you. I look for protection from you. That I go wrong, or I made to go wrong. Dalal is to go in the wrong direction. Udalla, that somebody misleads me, then I go in the wrong direction. We know that hidayat is from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why we ask Allah for hidayat. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. This is easy to understand. That hidayat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah guides. Sometimes we say something nice and somebody benefits. So shaitan comes and says, you have helped him, you have guided him. He was not praying salah, for example. And you talk to him, you take him to the masjid, you help him sit in ta'lim, for example. You help him, encourage him to sit in the halaqa of ta'aleem, or take him out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then slowly, slowly that person, he comes to the straight path. He comes, starts coming to the masjid. Obviously, you feel happy. You feel, you know, excited. MashaAllah, this person, you know, we did not see him in the masjid. But now, he is very regular in the masjid. Instead of attributing this guidance to Allah Azza wa Jal, that it is Allah who guided him, Shaitan comes and says, MashaAllah, you are a hero. You are such a nice person. If you did not make an effort, you know, this masjid will be empty. If you did not bring this person, he would never ever come to the masjid. Because of your effort, mashallah, now he's in the masjid. You know, actually, I have saved this person. Actually, I have rescued his family. Otherwise, this family, nobody will know this family, nobody will know him, nobody will know his kids. You don't know what was going to happen to his family. Shaitan is telling him that you have guided him. Shaitan is saying that hidayat is not from Allah Azza wa Jalla, hidayat is from you. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. This is against the teachings of Islam. That hidayat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if somebody else can give hidayat, then every day we should ask 10 people to give us hidayat. When we pray salah, do we ask Allah to give us hidayat or do we ask somebody else? Right? In every salah we ask for hidayat. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And in fact, in every rak'at of salah, in every rak'at of salah, we ask for hidayat. And in every rak'at of salah, we only ask Allah, we don't ask anybody else. If any intellectual person, if any educated person, if any hard-working person was to give hidayat, then every day we should look for somebody and ask him, please guide me. Or please, you know, this person, he is not on the right path, guide him, give him hidayat. But alhamdulillah, we don't do that. Why not? Because hidayat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah guides. Only Allah guides subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain things are not easy to understand. Because sometimes we feel that I have helped this person, right? I talked to him several times. I took him to the masjid several times. I taught him this. So, I have guided him. Shaitan can come and trick us this way. And it is very difficult to convince ourselves that actually I am doing everything which I could do, but it is Allah who guides. It is Allah who guides. It is very difficult to believe properly. One is to say with the tongue. Another is to have the yaqeen in the heart that no matter what I did, no matter what I have done, it is Allah who guided him, not me. To believe in this very clearly. So much so that this person was guided as if I have done nothing. And somebody can be guided whether I do something or I do nothing. It is very difficult to have this yaqeen. So in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the life of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has kept examples. Allah knows the full wisdom, we don't know. What we know is very little, very less. Allah knows the full wisdom. Allah knows the real reason, we don't know. But what we know very little makes it clear. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, from Ulul Azm Anbiya alayhi salam, there are categories, there are levels. Tilka Rusulu, Fadwalna Ba'dahum ala Ba'd. We have given preference to some over the others. This is the choice of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Nuh alayhi salam is one of the prominent and Ulul Azm Anbiya alayhi salam. Okay. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he gave da'wah. He invited people towards Allah Azza wa Jal for very long.
How long? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 70 years, 100 years, more than that. Far greater than that. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam stayed among his people 1,000 years. 1,000 years, except 50 years. 1,000 years except 50 years. That is 950 years. That means it is possible for somebody to live 1,000 years. You know, the children, they study science. So, once somebody was telling me that some scientists are looking for ways and means how we can repair genes and how we can modify genes or how we can develop genes so that people can prolong their life. Like, nowadays, the average people are living up to 90 years, for example. In advanced countries, although our Prophet ﷺ has already mentioned that the average life span of this ummah is between 60 to 70. If you take the people as a whole, the average life span of this ummah is 60 to 70. What Rasulullah ﷺ said is haq and is going to stay that way. However, some individuals might live longer. Some Sahaba, they lived longer. Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they lived 100 and they crossed 100 as well. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he lived very long because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him to have longer life. Anas was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was 10 years old. 10 years old. His mother brought Anas radiallahu anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Ya Rasulullah, little servant for you." Yani Anas will stay with you and will serve you. What, how, that is up to you. I don't have any conditions attached. Because benefit is with submission. The total benefit is with total submission. Conditions, limited benefit. Rasulullah SAW made dua for him. Allahumma barik fi malihi wa waladihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth. He's 10 years old, but the Prophet already made dua for him. Give him barakah in his wealth. Later on, the farms of Anas radiallahu anhu used to give crops twice a year. The crops, other people have once a year. You know, you have mangoes, you have dates, you have any other crops, wheat, whatever, barley. Anas radiallahu anhu's trees, they used to give crops twice a year. Wa waladihi, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he had children about 100. He had children about 100, and he buried about 80 or 80 plus with his own hand, because there was ta'un in Makkah. Ta'un, yani plague. And when you have plague, lots of people die very fast, very quick. So many people died, among them were children of Anas radiallahu anhu. So he buried with his own hand. وَأَطِلْ عُمُرَهُ, give him long life. Anas radiallahu anhu says that I had so long life because of the dua of Rasulullah SAW. Now I feel satisfied. I want to go now. Khalas, you know, I'm tired. I have lived enough, alhamdulillah. Now I want to leave. And he used to say that all the du'as of Rasulullah SAW have been accepted. Now I'm just looking for the last dua. وَغْفِرْ ذَنْبَهُ, Ya Allah, forgive his sin. So now I hope that Allah will also accept sin. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, some of them, they lived 100 years or more. But generally, people don't live that long. However, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he invited people towards Allah azza wa jal for 950 years. That means it is possible for human being to live up to 1000 years. So this attempt some people are making that we should live for 200 years is nothing new. Nothing new. Even if somebody tries to find ways and means to live up to 1000 years, that is also not new. There is nothing new except it is in the Quran. Nobody can claim anything new except that is in the Quran. This is the claim of the Quran. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not left anything behind. Everything is in the Quran. So we might see some in the future that some people might live for 1000 years. In the past, it was common for people. Some people used to live up to 200 years. We have, you know, historical record of some people. Anyway, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he lived up to 950 years or more. So he must have talked to his son. If he is inviting other people towards Allah Azza wa Jal, why not his own son? He must have talked to his own son, and he did talk to his own son. His own son, son of a Nabi, son of a prominent Nabi, was he guided? Was he guided? Allah did not guide him. If the hidayah was in the hand of Nuh alayhi salam, his son must be a believer. His son must be a Muslim. But hidayah is not anybody's hand. People are asbab. People are asbab. Parents are sabab. Ulama are asbab. People who do da'wah, they are asbab. You are a nice person and you have concern for your friends, for your family, and you talk to them, you bring them to the masjid. That is a sabab. The real guidance comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam's son, he was not guided. In fact, when the tufan came, Nuh alayhi salam said to his son, come into the boat, into the ship. He said, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'simuni min al-ma. I'm going to go to the top of the mountain, and that mountain is going to protect me from the water. Nuh alayhi salam explained to him that today is not the day to say such things. La aasima al-yawma min amri Allahi illa man rahim. Today, nobody can protect you from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Halas. Allah's command has come. Allah has been patient, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for so long. Although the patience of Allah is different from our patience. Yani Allah did not punish for so long. But not anymore. Allah has decided to punish. La aasima al-yawma min amri Allahi illa man rahim. Nobody will be protected except whom Allah has mercy upon. He remained on the mountain. His own son drowned in front of his own eyes. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, you promised to save my family. You told me that you are going to save my family, but you did not save my family. My son, he drowned in front of my eyes. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Innahu laysa min ahlik. He is not your family. He is not your family. The point I am making is that hidayah from Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we do something, when we teach something, when we help somebody, we are doing no favor to anybody. We are doing our responsibility. If he is guided, he is guided because of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to repeat almost in every khutbah. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. Whomever Allah guides, there is nobody to mislead him. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah give us the sign of tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.